Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This is CSN's Redskins Talk. Here is your host, J.P. Finley.
All right, everybody. Redskins Talk podcast coming your way. I am JP Finley. I am joined by Rich Tandler. Tandler, man, we arrived at Redskins Park Sunday morning thinking it was just going to be the first practice really of the actual 2017 season with the 53 players. The Redskins just made all their roster cuts. The plan was for us to talk to Jay Gruden after practice, get some answers on the guys they decided to cut, and then
it all got blown up.
Boom. News breaks. Sua Cravens is considering retirement. And truly, the rest of practice, everything is kind of a scramble from then. Jay Gruden did not talk. Let's talk about kind of where we are and what's going on. Before we get into this, I'm going to timestamp this thing because news can obviously emerge as this unfolds.
Right.
It is 1:15 on Sunday afternoon. So if news breaks Sunday night or Monday morning, this podcast is not going to be immediate. But let's talk about what we know. And I'm gonna clarify with this, Tandler. I am not going to speculate on anyone's personal issues or family issues, any of that. I'm gonna just stick to kind of the what we know is. I think Adam Schefter and Mike Garofolo reported first that Cravens was mulling retirement and had to be talked out of it by Redskins brass. He has since landed on the non-football exempt list, which means he won't be playing until week six, really, because it's four right. weeks off, then the week five bye. So from a football standpoint, we know DeShazer Everett is going to be the starter in Philadelphia, against Philadelphia in week one. Tell me what you're thinking, Tandler.
Well, okay. First thing I'll say is they've talked him out of an immediate decision to retire. He still might. I think the reason they got – and, you know, this non-football exempt list, I've been trying to find out about it, and it's, you know, it's not something that they want to let teams use a lot because it can get abused so easily. Here's a guy, his knee was injured, right? Is this why you want to stash him here? I mean, the commissioner – His people are going to be very suspicious of why you want to do this. So I don't think it's something you can do. And I'm not even 100% sure, as we sit here at now, 1:17 on Sunday afternoon, that they're going to be able to do it.
Right.
You know, they might say, hey, he'll stay on your roster while he works out his stuff. And then if he retires, then he goes on the retirement list and, you know, and all that process goes forward. So it's, you know, we still don't – he's still – could have played his last game as a Redskin last season in Philadelphia when he hurt his arm.
And the flip side of that is he's one of the youngest guys drafted. He's only 22 years
22.
Old. He was 21. Hell, he was probably 20 when he was drafted because his birthday's in July. He
right.
was drafted in May. This is a really young guy that may just be dealing with some adversity in a tough way. And 2 months from now, this is all blown over.
Yeah, well, it's three injuries for him and not even two full seasons.
Three
of the
injuries, he had the concussion.
He had a concussion, cost him two games.
The bruised tricep?
Well, whatever it was.
Contusion?
Contusion injury. Upper arm injury is what
yeah.
I'll call it. And then the knee. There was the last three games of last year, and now the knee. Meniscus, that was.
And it's entirely possible that he's a young man with some money now and a lot of life to live. And he's like, you know what? I'm getting hurt too much. I mean, there are more and more people walking away from football at younger ages than was ever considered, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago.
That is true. But the Redskins could, and I don't see why they wouldn't, compel him to pay back. He got a $1.4 million signing bonus as he signed his rookie contract. The Redskins could ask him back for a little over $1 million of that. And so I would absolutely do that. But I'm sorry, kid.
Hold on. Before you're saying sorry, kid, let's go through the math. So $1.4 million signing bonus, that's supposed to be spread out over 4 years,
4 years.
Right? So yep. I imagine, I don't know, he's earned 400 grand of it, and then
the other million.
I think we're putting the cart before the horse, saying the Redskins should ask for the signing bonus back. There's a lot that has to happen between now and then.
Okay, but these are things as he contemplates retirement. You said he's a young man with a lot of money. He won't be a young man with a lot of money.
He made 800 grand last year, and even if he pocketed 400, so at least 400 grand
for the one. So yeah,
1. I'm just saying he's 22 years old, man.
Right,
like there's a lot of life left, and the whole situation is just so weird. But you got to think too. If you remember after the concussion, Sua was on Snapchat and talking about how he's going to have to wear glasses the rest of his life, and he didn't want it to impact the rest of his life, the concussion. And it's just hard to really wrap your head around exactly what's going on. Especially at this point, we've been told that we're waiting for a response from the team about the situation. Not necessarily a statement, but a response. We have no idea what to expect, if this is something that's coming from Jay Gruden or from Bruce or from Doug. But, I mean, we don't even know what the team's thinking right now.
Right. And, well, I think what they want to do, and this, again, this is from Mike Jones, that, you know, that I think, like I said, you can't just, this is not like injured reserve where you can just say, okay, this guy's an injured reserve. You have to present a case.
Right.
And this is all just happened in the last 12 hours.
Florio wrote this on PFT that Alden Smith was able to go on this non-football exempt list, but that was because, I mean, there were real questions of drug and alcohol.
Yeah, extreme issues.
And that's not the situation with Sua, as far as we know, certainly.
Right.
I mean, what's crazy is we saw him out here last week working out with trainers, and he looked pretty good.
Yep.
Gosh, it's just such a bizarre, unique situation.
Yeah, it is, and it, you know, it kind of leaves it, you know, I mean, he has to work out his issues, kind of leaves the Redskins in a lurch in the meantime.
Let's just look at the roster stuff, the roster decisions they made. So, I mean, literally 2 days ago, it's Sunday, what the hell day was Friday, 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
2 days ago, they cut veteran Will Blackman, who to me, his best use at this stage of his career was a slot corner, but he had played safety, knew the situation. They kept Stephon McClure, who had a pretty good preseason once he joined with the Skins. But it's just the timing is so odd. You got to just wonder what's going on.
Yeah, and you know, all of a sudden, if this came completely out of the blue, if he'd been, you know, talking about it, but I think, again, from what Jones said, he texted the other defensive backs last night and said, "He's retiring. You know, appreciate everything you've done. You guys work hard. Love you guys." And they were shocked. I think this did come completely out of the blue.
So talking to the guys in the locker room today, DJ Swearinger spoke and said that he was shocked. He was certainly surprised. And that he was going to pray for Sua and whatever decisions he needed to make, whatever he needed to work on, you know, he was there for him. But these guys, I mean, Mason Foster said the same thing. We're praying for him and want the best for him. But we're a week out from a game, a real game, not a preseason game, an NFC East game against the Eagles. These guys got to turn the page and be ready to play football. And I talked to a few players that said what Jay Gruden told them is, look, now is not the time – for distractions. We all want the best, and we got to get ready for the Eagles.
Right, and so you figure, you know, you just got to go on like, okay, that knee and meniscus is going to cost him another 4 weeks, and, you know, and move on from there. It's not, you know, these guys do have a good ability to compartmentalize, you know, what they, these things, and, you know, it should not affect them on the field.
It shouldn't. I mean, it's just, it's a wild one. All right, let's, you know, it's tough because I wish I could offer some definitive word to our listeners. You know what I mean? But no. This one's just it's too hard to try to decipher. I mean, this is clearly a personal thing, and everybody goes through different stuff.
Well, you know, we just have to unpeel the onion over the next coming hours and days.
We can't figure this out in the 2 hours we've had since we found out about it.
Right.
All right. So, elsewhere on the Redskins, how about some good news, folks? Spencer Long, talked to him, said he's feeling good, expects to be ready to go week one. He was out there at practice today.
Has been out with a knee injury.
Yeah. And you know what? I asked him about the surgery. He's like, well, it wasn't minor. They had to come in and clear some stuff up. It was interesting that he said it wasn't minor, but he said he feels good and should be go to week one. But he also said he thought Chase Roullier played well, and it's very good to have rookies get that kind of experience because it's a long season, which I think is really savvy commentary because these O-line get beat up, man.
Right. You know, they, you know, and you almost count on, you know, all five linemen playing 16 games, but you can't. Whether
What's
it's a game
16,
here and there.
80, right? 5 times 16 is 80?
Yes.
Of 80 starts from your five O-line starters, I feel like you can only count on 60.
I was about to say 60. If you get 65 to 70, you're doing great.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Which is probably about what the Redskins got last year. Well, except for Lichtensteiger. Once Lichtensteiger, you know, I think Long should have been probably been the starter there anyway.
Laval missed two.
Trent missed four.
Morgan missed one?
No, he never missed one.
Sheriff didn't miss one?
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see. So Taylor must get notifications on his Apple Watch. How many different Twitter notifications do you have set up on that thing? Chandler's Apple Watch has not stopped blowing up since we've been sitting down.
You know, I have like Schefter.
I'm not asking who. It's just it's blowing up over there.
I don't know.
Well, on waiver claims day, it's probably going to go nuts too. My phone is kind of going nuts too. So there's a lot happening here. But we wanted to record this podcast just so we could kind of talk to everybody about the Craven situation as far as what we know now. I forgot to set the scene earlier. Taylor and I are sitting in our relatively usual golf cart location here.
Yeah,
at Redskins
when we're here,
Park.
This has turned out to be a good
place. I like this
to,
spot. When it gets cold, we'll have to figure out a new spot. But we're out of the way. We can talk as loud as we want because we're not in the building. We're not in the press room. I don't know. It's a pleasant view. Anyway, so, all right, we talked about Spencer Long. Junior Gallette talked to him in the locker room, said he feels good, says the timing is perfect because he's ready to go for week one. I asked him what's it going to feel like to be back out on the field. He's like, words can't describe it, man. And you know what? He deservedly so. That guy has worked super hard to get back where he is.
Yeah, I talked to him after the preseason game that he played in. He was kind of like, you know, I mean, it was nice to get back out there. But he said it wasn't like a real game. The feeling
everybody
is
knows
not
the
there.
Difference.
The juice is not there. Right. It's, you know, everybody does know the difference.
Josh Doctson didn't really get much of a chance to talk to him, but he was out there in practice.
He's not a big talker anyway.
He's not a big talker, but he looked fine in practice. Looked ready to go. I mean, looked as ready to go as one can surmise from the little bit of practice we get to watch.
Yeah. Well, you know, they said, you know, Gruden said he could have played against the Bengals.
Well, hell, there was some discussion of him playing against the Bucks, which he was never going to do. But.
Right. But I think he physically could have as well.
And then the last kind of injury thing is Ryan Anderson, who was out there. I saw him in the locker room afterwards. Seemed happy. Seemed like he was going just as much as everybody else was going.
And individuals. Now that's a different thing,
right,
than going in team.
At certain parts, he hadn't even been doing individuals.
Yeah, until the last.
Like he was just doing
he was just doing
position groups, and now doing individuals is at least somewhat of a step.
Yeah,
they're going to need him too, man. this team cannot overly rely on Gallette. I think they need to limit his snaps to pass rush situations and really be smart about his usage, at least early on. Let him get his game legs back. And that's going to mean a lot of Chris Carter. I mean, Kerrigan and Preston Smith are going to start, but Chris Carter's going to be out there a lot, and they're going to need Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, and Kerrigan was tell you what, Kerrigan, you know, when he never missed a snap early in his career. I think he went a year and a half without missing a snap. But now, and that was his thing, and he was fine with it. I think now the more rest he's gotten during the game, the better he's been.
Totally, totally. And that should be the plan with him. All right, Taylor, I think we kind of covered everything. The plan was for us to record a podcast to go up tomorrow morning about the roster cuts. So now that we're, I don't know, 15, 16 minutes deep into this thing, let's do a brief. How about this? We do the biggest surprise, biggest mistake. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Okay. Biggest surprise.
Biggest surprise make, I guess.
Make was
McClure. Or just biggest surprise, whatever.
McClure, it's safety. There's
yeah,
no,
I agree.
No question. I don't think anybody, you know, not that we're savants and geniuses, but I don't think any of us on the beat who did a 53-man roster had him making it or even on the bubble. So good for him. We will see. You know, might they want to bring him with somebody more experienced after this this Craven incident? We don't know.
What's interesting about the McClure thing, and I agree that's my biggest surprise too, is I think them keeping McClure meant that they were unsure Craven was going to be ready to go week one just for the injury. Or maybe there was some...
Well, but then why not keep Will Blackman? Who has experience, you know, for a game or two. And it's like I said, he definitely...
He didn't have the
best preseason. We were talking
about
this earlier. He didn't have a great preseason, but he's been there. He's done that. If you need a guy for a couple of games, I would still rather have Blackman than him. So maybe this did really catch him completely out of the blue.
I don't know. Keeping five safeties didn't make sense to me. And then McClure had a good preseason.
They did last year.
But Everett forced his way on the team.
Maybe McClure forced his way on the team.
You think?
I don't know.
Everett was a guy that was in their organization and proved, I don't know. So
yeah, McClure came August 3rd,
right,
weekend of training camp.
Right. I mean, they cut Josh Evans, picked him up.
Right.
Now, honestly, I don't know how long McClure's on this roster as things pop up. But
he could be getting a talk,
right,
talk to as we speak.
The Turk could be coming as we speak. Who the hell knows? All right.
Okay. So
I'll go on mistake.
Okay.
So we agree on biggest surprise is Stephen McClure. Josh Harvey Clemens surprised me because I thought they would try to get him to the practice squad and bulk him up. I think they want more weight on that frame if he's going to be an inside linebacker. But it wasn't that big of a surprise because he played pretty well, and I don't think they wanted to lose him.
Yeah, he could be like last year's Anthony Lanier, who, you know, kind of he was inactive for the first 8 weeks, and then they brought him up. Now he didn't play much before he got hurt.
I'm going,
but just that same idea there.
I'm going to go one step further. I think he could be like 2015's Kyshawn Jarrett. I think he could he has skills that could make him an impact player. Lanier was somebody that worked themselves into a position to be on the roster.
To be developed.
Right. I think Harvey Clemens is more than that if he can keep learning at a pretty quick pace. And Kyshawn, if you remember, didn't really start playing until about halfway through the season.
Right.
But by week 11, week 12, they were counting on him. Now, obviously, the injury that happened in that Dallas game is a sad, sad tale.
Very unfortunate.
But I think JHC could be somebody for this team. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. To me, and we were arguing about, we were discussing this on the sideline with Keim. I do not get cutting Maurice Harris. I think I understand what you're going to tell me about special teams and everything else. I think he's a good player, and I think ultimately you want good players on your team.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you all that much. I'm just surprised they kept five receivers.
That's a slim number.
Right, but you do, you know, I do think there's a little unnecessary panic about that out there because you do only keep five up on game day. And assuming I haven't gone through all the roster cuts because the waiver claims. I think both Harris and Robert Davis made it through waivers. I probably shouldn't say that because I didn't look through the list yet. But assuming at least one of them did, you know, they can be your sixth receiver on the practice squad. And if somebody gets hurt during a game,
Hazel got claimed by the Colts.
By the Colts. Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, if they can get Davis back, I think they'd like to.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is they're going to keep five receivers active on game day. Right.
That's what I just said.
Sorry. I was looking at my phone.
Oh.
ADD strikes again.
So, yeah, that's why, you know, if somebody gets hurt in a game, you're in the same position anyway. And then if the guy's going to be out for a while, you can bring up somebody from the practice squad.
So, folks, I'm not going to lie. The plan was to have our survivor pool up and running tomorrow, and I was going to know about it for this podcast. I don't know. This Cravens thing has kind of taken over our day. So we will get that up and running. Certainly, we're going to have another podcast.
Yeah, check on Twitter.
Yeah, just follow us both on Twitter. I'm JP Finley, CSN.
Rich_Tandler, CSN.
Yeah, we'll get that out there for you. We just wanted to get this news out for you ASAP. Tandler, you got anything else to add?
Yeah. Shocked by Nate Sudfeld? Surprised?
Neither. The night after the Tampa game, we both said, and I think we both said this, correct me if I'm wrong, I know I said this, I don't think the Redskins should keep him, but I kind of expect them
will.
To. Right.
Yep.
And I think it was like 60-40 they were going to keep him. I don't think it was a done deal.
No.
I think they made the right call to not keep him, to use that roster spot elsewhere. Tell you what, though, I am a little surprised. They went 23 on offense, 27 on defense.
Well, as of right now.
And now it's 24-26. But still,
With Clemmings being claimed and
that's interesting,
and
man.
And Cravens on that exempt
list.
And
I agree. I think they should have kept another receiver, but I think going with two QBs was smart. Can I real quick say the highlight of my day?
Sure.
So Colt McCoy, some of you guys might have seen it on our post-game show, I don't know, whenever that was, last 2 weeks ago. Colt McCoy and I had like a friendly bet on the Maryland-Texas game. I'll be totally honest, I never ever thought Maryland was going to win that game. Sure enough, they did, and I brought Colt a Maryland t-shirt. He put it on. He is a good man, a man of his word, and a bet is a bet. Look for that video on my Instagram. It's pretty damn funny.
The funniest part of that was Oklahoma alum Trent Williams sitting off to the side getting a huge laugh out of this whole thing.
Well, so Trent asked Colt what the score was, and Colt wouldn't even tell him. So I had to tell him. I told him 51-41, and Trent's like, y'all gave up 50 to Maryland? It was awesome. So there's a little fun story for you to end the podcast.
A strange day here at Redskins Park.
Tandler, give them – what you're so good at telling them to do.
Subscribe to the podcast. I mean, we could put out another one tomorrow or the next day. I mean, these are coming out all the time. Subscribe so you don't miss one, and you certainly don't want to miss one. Oh, and JP likes the comments. So since he's looking at his phone right now and not paying any attention, I'll take the please leave comments also. We enjoy them, and they're good for the podcast.
All right, so here's what we're going to end this on. And, folks, I tweeted out this video. You can find the video on CSN Mid-Atlantic. During training camp, we did a bunch of mic'd up series, and they were really cool. It was a good inside look to a lot of players and coaches. Local celebrity Mitch Tischler shot and edited these pieces. They were really pretty strong. One stood out then was Will Compton was mic'd up talking to Sua Cravens about what drives him on the football field. And at the time, I found it interesting, but nothing crazy. In the moments since, we've kind of learned that Cravens is considering retirement and just what that all might mean, we're going to play the audio of this Compton-Cravens conversation when Tandler and I wrap here. So stay tuned for that and look for that full video so you guys can check it out. As always, subscribe, give us reviews, follow us on social, and check out all our content.
I already said all that, but thanks.
Jeez, Tandler. just when we were ending things on a positive note, listen to this Comptons and Cravens and tell us what you think. Thanks, guys.
I mean, if I'm out here, I'm going to be in. I have no other choice.
Nah, because I haven't felt it from you. The last two, you haven't gave me nothing.
I mean, I had a good practice yesterday.
Yeah, but I still need to feel it, other than you just having a good practice.
I can't fake it, though.
You ain't got to fake it. You talking to me right now.
I'm going to be real. Like,
okay, so what's something that's getting you through right now? Give me something. You got something. You don't just do it the dead way.
6 more days.
That ain't it neither.
That's getting me through this right now. 6 more days. The camp is out. That's what's getting me through this.
Give me something else.
The faster I get through this, the sooner I'm to that fifth day. That's what's getting me through this.
That's why. That's why you a tiger. You little weak as tiger pack you trying to create.
A tiger, you gotta be your own man. You know, no. you gotta find yourself before you can be a tiger.
He wants to be in the wolf pack.
See, the difference,
this is how he be talking.
The difference between the
you
pack,
understand. I want him in the pack.
The difference between the pack and the pride. You feel me? The pride that nobody makes a decision as to when you're in it. You just know.
I was playing cover two.
Know what? I'm banging, man.
That's the problem. Because you're talking about pride over pack. When you talking about pack first, that's when I know you.